Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Today we are joined by Linda Gallagher, the Director of Therapeutic Programs and founder of Stepping Stones Therapy Center in Bradford, Massachusetts. Linda is an occupational therapist with 22 years experience working with children in public schools and outpatient clinics. She specializes in treating children with diagnoses that include autism, feeding disorders, sensory integration dysfunction, motor and developmental delays, and neurological conditions. She holds a degree in occupational therapy and earned an advanced certification in pediatrics. For the past 3 years, Linda has helped develop a pediatric outpatient clinic at Winchester Hospital. She also manages the occupational therapy department at Amesbury Public School, evaluates and treats children with special needs ranging in age from 3 to 21 years old. Linda, welcome to It's Your Health.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm so glad to have you here this morning. What is the Stepping Stones Therapy Center?
What it is it's a unique program, I feel, that integrates what cannot happen in a school and a clinic. So it provides therapy, sort of like supplemental therapy that children could receive if they're not, it's supplemental therapy for children that they don't get in schools or clinics.
Oh, okay. And what types of special needs do you serve? I mentioned some in the introduction. If you can
mostly
touch on those.
Yeah, mostly we have children who have autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, learning disabilities, sensory dysfunction, low muscle tone, a lot of anxiety and social issues.
Okay. Now, can you tell us about your integrated preschool program?
What we have is this wonderful preschool that my goal is to provide an integrated setting for the children that don't really qualify for school therapy.
Okay.
Or for school-based integrated preschool, but still have a few needs, like they may have fine motor needs or social needs or speech and language. So it's also typically developing children, but we want to specialize in children that need a little TLC.
Now, why would they not get accepted into the school programs? Do they have to have, like, a specific diagnosis? Is that why, or how does
that work? Usually they have to have a disability in a few realms. Like, they need to have at least three in a lot of school systems. So they need maybe speech delay, OT, and cognitive delay for them to qualify. But a lot of children have a delay in one area, and they wouldn't really do well in a big preschool that doesn't have the skills that our teacher and therapists have.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that, you know, you're an OT, and you mentioned OT, and you do the, which is occupational therapy, and you do that with the children in your program?
Yeah, in our preschool, I co-teach with the teacher, so they get the therapy in alongside of the education.
Okay.
So they get it's an adapted program.
Oh, that's good. Now, do you do an evaluation of each child prior to them starting a session with you, whether it be the preschool or another program?
Every time we see a child, we do ongoing just assessment of how they're doing. But they don't need to have an evaluation to come here. Usually they would have already received an evaluation from their school or a clinic. And a lot of times I go, I work with what the parent wants, like what is their goal. Because we're a supplemental therapy, a lot of times it's the social piece or it's the vocational piece or the life skills that a parent will want, so they're coming here for extra therapy. So I generally don't evaluate the children formally.
Now, what types of professionals, aside from occupational therapists, work at Stepping Stones?
We have educators, psychologists, speech and language pathologists. We have people who excel in their particular field, like karate or yoga or dance, that come here and provide the kids with special needs that program, but I provide the modifications.
All right.
So we just have sort of like regular ed people too.
Oh, that's great. Now, you have the preschool program, and you mentioned yoga and karate. What other programs do you have?
We have, it's changing a lot of, depending on who comes and what the parents want. But we do sports programs, picky eating group for kids who have real selective eating. We have fine motor and handwriting groups. We have a lot of social skill groups. We have tutoring, homework help, an after-school program for children with special needs.
Do you have a kindergarten readiness program? Is that one of yours as well?
Yes. Well, we provided a kindergarten readiness program for the summer.
Oh, okay.
So we also have a big summer program. And that was just to help the kids get ready for the fall. And it turned out that it was more like a school readiness because we ended up having some four-year-olds and six-year-olds just to kind of keep them on a schedule and used to teacher-directed activities.
Now, with the preschool program, if you have kids with special needs that might need help with handwriting, does someone work with them separately while the other kids do something else? Or how does that work, depending on what the child's need is?
Well, usually I like to provide the therapy in an integrated setting. So alongside of when everybody else is doing an art project or a writing activity, I'll provide their extra therapy, you know, so that they can benefit from the models of other children and they don't feel singled out.
Oh.
The only time I'll pull them out is if their attention is, if they work better one-on-one or if I'm doing something very different from the class. Mm-hmm. But usually it's in the class, so nobody would even know that they're getting therapy.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, so that's good. That's the whole integrated part. I like that. Now,
right.
Tell us about the birthday parties for children with special needs. I read about that.
Yes. I had this thought after talking to a lot of parents of how difficult birthday parties are for children with special needs. I thought, well, I could have birthday parties here because I have a really large setting, and they would be familiar coming here, and we could plan unique programs that they would excel in.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It's working out really well to have some, it's for all children, but I'm targeting the special needs.
Yeah, because I know that some children need to have social stories. If you can tell us what those are, and maybe that's why they're more comfortable there to have a party or, you know, a celebration.
Yeah, a lot of times a social story is, it's helping them understand what to expect and how to behave. So we had a curious creature birthday party, and our speech therapist wrote a social story. So, and with it had pictures of stepping stones and the animals and, how to touch the animals and what's going to happen after that. And it gives them how to behave and what to expect, and generally that will reduce anxiety and difficult behaviors.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful place. I heard you have a great yoga instructor.
We have an awesome yoga instructor. She integrates literacy and movement and language in and helps the kids relax.
Wonderful. I want to find out where you're located. Again, you're in Bradford. If you can give us the address and some contact information of how people can reach you.
We're at 34 Rogers Road, and we're right off of 495. And my website has some directions. If you're Googling it, you would need to put in Haverhill. That's a big thing. My telephone number is 978-373-7722. And I have, if you Google Stepping Stones Therapy Center, you'd get our website with more details.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. And I encourage everybody to call. Linda, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And if people want to reach me, they can reach me at itsyourhealthradio.org. Now keep listening, because today we're doing something different. We're having two segments in the half hour time, and then we're going to have a regular show from 10 to 10:30. So coming up next is Dr. Michael Kroll, who's going to discuss hypnosis. Thanks so much for listening. Take
Thanks,
care.
Lisa.
Thanks,
Bye.
Linda.